Hello, welcome back to my podcast, and today I'll talk about Royalty by Erskine. So here's the track list. Number 1, Cocktail. Number 2, Skid One. Number 3, Build. Number 4, Nothing But The Best, featuring Ari Lennox. Number 5, Skid 2. Number 6, Off The Lot, featuring Mariba. Number 7, LOLSMH, which means laughing out loud, shaking my head. Number 8, Skid 3. According to Wikipedia, it states that Royalty is the 5th EP by American hip-hop duo Earth Gang, and the 3rd of the trilogy with Rags and Robots. It was released on February 16, 2018 by Spillage Village and distributed by Empire Distribution. The EP includes production by Childish Major and guest appearances from Dreamville singer Ari Lennox and Spillage Village Mariba. Marvel Genius states that when asked how Royalty compares to their previous EPs, Rags and Robots, here's what Johnny Venus told Consequence of Sound. The forthcoming EP is really the combination of the two. This is us going up to the launching pad before we head off into this other world that we intend to take you into. It's like being on the plane before you take off. The anticipation, the anxiety, and restlessness, whatever you feel. It's like, let's get there. Let's do this. This project really is us sitting in that space, ready to free yourself from whatever is going on around you. This EP is the launching pad that is going to allow us to take that next step. We are right at the edge, and all of those feelings are wrapped into one project. It's like the world is yours after that. After you take that next step and hit that next goal. From my point of view, Royalty seems to be the most important out of the trilogy of EPs. It marks the beginning of Earth Gang taking the next step in their career, which is their debut album, Maryland. Moreover, the trilogy of EPs seemed to be a warm-up where they wanted their first-time listeners to know about their music. Therefore, Maryland shows not only their elevation, but also the hard work they put in the album. This is why the trilogy of EPs sets the tone of their debut album, Maryland. Right, there are important points to consider about the EP Royalty. Right, Earth Gang had promised fans the release of 3 EPs before their album Maryland. According to Yo Phillips, he stated that Earth Gang promised their fans 3 EPs before their long-awaited sophomore album Maryland. This clearly proves that the trilogy of EPs sets the tone of the debut album Maryland. The trilogy of EPs are unique. Yo Phillips said, while Rags and Robots demonstrate Earth Gang's distinct uniqueness, is Royalty, the 3rd and final EP in this strange yet wondrous journey that conveys their idiosyncratic thinking isn't just out of the box, but out of this world. This supports my article about Maryland is unique in nature. Royalty seems to highlight what was to be expected in the album Maryland, which is not only uniqueness, but also a wondrous journey. Earth Gang's vocal cords are unique instruments. Yo Phillips states that the fun of Dot and Venus lies in their peculiar but enthralling voices. They are unafraid of using their vocal cords as unique instruments. Often you hear the pair making quirky noises, harmonizing in the background, or stretching their voices to hit a daring note. This supports my article about Maryland is unique in nature. Earth Gang also used their vocal cords as unique instruments in the album Maryland. This supports the view that the trilogy of EPs set the tone of their debut album, Maryland. There is a contrast to the title of the EP Royalty. Yo Phillips states that the project may be called Royalty, but the content isn't centered around prosperity or wealth. Instead, the duo focus on past poverty and unforgotten struggle. Therefore, they are not materialistic, which is shown in one of the songs in the album Maryland. In the song Up, they said, "Don't let money make you." Yo Phillips gives another interesting point about the trilogy of EPs. He states that on the previous EPs, narrator DC Young Fly drove around Atlanta picking up random passengers, fulfilling Uber driver obligations. In a way, he was giving listeners a tour of the city with Earth Gang supplying the soundtrack. But on royalty, Doc and Venus are the passengers. The openness presented could be to exemplify that, as listeners, we are riding alongside them for the first time. From my point of view, I believe that this is the starting point for listeners to understand their journey. Earth Gang wants listeners to understand the struggles they face to become successful rappers. Maryland shows their uniqueness and elevation in their careers. They are glad they took this journey with their listeners. This is why the trilogy of EPs set the tone of the debut album, Maryland. Royalty was just a warm-up of their debut album, Maryland. According to Justin Ivey, he stated that this project is just an appetizer for the main course, their upcoming Maryland album. This proves that the trilogy of EPs sets the tone of their debut album, Maryland. There are some songs which set the tone of the debut album, Maryland. One of them is Build. According to Genius, it says that in Build, Earth Gang reminisce over their past and talk about how the evolution of the Soviet world has changed, or try to change their perspective on their hood, their past, and themselves. This is shown in the lyrics where Dr. Doc said, "Just yesterday, I had everything. Everything was nothing, but I ain't complain. Just yesterday, we was everybody. We was all in the trenches, no one ever doubted. Just yesterday, I had to remind myself, the internet's a crazy place, and so much of that shit is fake. I'm a 90s baby, so I'll probably look you in the face and tell you I don't give an F about what you try and say." From my point of view, I believe they stayed true to who they are, despite the changes in the social world. This is why on Maryland, they still use the same vocal codes and songwriting, which are unique. Nothing but the best. 100 million, I'm a mad, I ain't got it yet. Tell me why you're wasting time. I think I've been saved. Guessing next time, going blind. What did you expect? Nothing but the best. The song Nothing But The Best brings a sense of enjoyment. Moreover, the song was produced by Childish Major. This probably sets the tone for Maryland because Childish Major also produced the song Top Down. The song Off The Lot focuses on past struggles. Yo Phillip states that if there's any celebration to be had, it's that they've overcome trials and tribulations, that brighter days are ahead. We were in them church buildings, they were robbing us silly. Come home, the only thing they left us was the ceilings. Venus raps on Off The Lot, reminiscing on a painful memory from his adolescence. From my point of view, the fact that they survived trials and tribulations sets the tone of the debut album, Maryland. As stated by Yo Phillips, there are brighter days ahead. Therefore, this means that Maryland is not only unique, but there's also happiness. In conclusion, the trilogy of EPs not only sets the tone of their debut album, Maryland, but also their membership of Dreamville Records. The EP were just a warm-up to let the listeners learn more about them before they released the album, Maryland. Both the trilogy of EPs, Rags, Robots, and Royalty, and Maryland are unique in nature. So, that's the end of my podcast, and I'll see you next time. Bye.